Hey, George.
Hey, Lauren. Hello, Pat. Tom.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, guys.
Does anybody know if Nathan's going to join?
I just texted him. I actually talked to him a couple of minutes ago. We weren't sure if we were having this meeting because we didn't get the Zoom link until just a couple of minutes ago.
Oh.
And so I got off the phone with him and just said, "Hey, if I see something, I'll text it to you." So I've
Okay.
texted him just a few minutes ago. So,
All right. Well, sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened.
no problem.
Do we need him or can we get going?
Yeah, we can go ahead with that. That's fine. You have two out of three, so we can get started. Do you want to just start?
Yeah, let's start.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I verified that we're recording the meeting. We have a quorum with Tom and Pat. So we can call the meeting to order. The preliminary action items are conflict of interest disclosures. Are there any additional disclosures that need to be made?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay. And then consider approval of the agenda. Any additions to or subtractions from the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Public comment. There aren't any public present, so we can skip that and move right to the action items, which are approving the minutes from February 27th and April 8th. Any changes to those meetings, or I'm sorry, those minutes?
I make a motion to approve.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Approve claims listing. I'll turn it over to Lauren.
Thanks, George. Do you want me to share?
Let me start. Let's see if I have it. I have it.
Oh, you've got it, and my screen is tiny. Can
Yeah,
everyone else see the payment listing?
let me see if I could. That better?
That is,
Yeah.
yeah. Okay, so board, this payment listing covers Q1, so January 1st through March 31st. And I apologize, usually we put these in order by date. They're a little bit jumbled, but the message is still here. Total payments for the quarter were $3,542,621. Majority of that is the two cost reimbursements to Redlink, one in January and one in March. And then the remainder here being the administrative costs for the quarter, as well as it looks like a few engineering costs as well. Any questions I can answer on the payment listing?
That look good.
Good.
Well, Nathan, thanks for joining.
Yeah.
George, do you need an acceptance on this before
Yes,
the
please.
financials?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Start here on the balance sheet, George. So for Q1, total assets came in at just under 10.3 million. Majority of that being in the debt service fund, 9.3 million in the debt service fund, and 45,000 in the general fund, the remaining 936,000 in the capital projects fund. And then on the accounts payable side, we do have an accounts payable balance of just under $10,000, 4,000 of that being in the capital projects fund for engineering costs that just hadn't quite been paid and probably have been paid now in April. And then same on the general side, the $5,900 for administrative costs. That is it for the balance sheet, George. Then moving on to the general fund, total revenues were made up of interest income of $587. Then total expenditures came in at just over 21,000, 5.6 thousand of that being the accounting fees, and then 15.3 thousand being legal fees. So then after our transfers from other funds, this $5,000 comes from the capital projects fund for administrative costs. Ending fund balance is $39,640. And then if we move on to the general, or excuse me, the debt service fund, total revenues, again, are made up of interest income of $8,900. No expenditures quite yet. I believe the bond interest payment is coming up in June 1st. So you'll see that come out in next quarter's financials. So that brings our ending fund balance to $1,162,000. And then if we go on down to the capital projects fund, the total revenues here, interest income was 23,900. Then we've got those acceptance of reimbursable costs of just under 1.3 million. On the expenditure side, total expenditures were just under 2.6 million, with the majority of that being the recognition of costs and repayment of reimbursable costs. But then we do have those legal fees and engineering fees that we saw up above in the payment listing. So then after that, $5,000 transfers to the general fund for administrative costs, our ending fund balance is sitting at $932,619. Any questions I can answer on the financials this quarter?
Not yet. I don't think so yet. You have one more sheet to go through?
You can scroll down, George. I don't think I
No.
do.
Okay.
Is there one you were going to ask about, Tom?
Well, I just wanted to see I wanted to break out how much has been spent altogether. I don't remember who I sent an email to. Of breaking it out on what was engineering, what was legal, and then what was in the reimbursement, not just for the quarter, but for the whole project.
For the whole project since bond issuance.
Yes.
Okay, I don't have something like that prepared here. So maybe you and I can talk after this meeting, Tom, and we can see what we can put
Okay,
together.
perfect. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
All right. If there's no other questions, can we get a motion to accept the financial statements?
I have a motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Anything else from the board?
I've got nothing.
All right. Well, then we're done in world record time. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Make a
Motion.
motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks.
George, are you okay if Tom and I stay on this call, or should we create a separate call?
You can, I mean, but I think if I stop, you get kicked off.
Oh, you're right. Okay, Tom, let me shoot you an email with a meeting
Yeah,
link, and you
just
can
shoot me an
join.
email and we'll go that way.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay,
Great,
thank
thanks.
you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.